during the war then, and Bill was a pilot, you were involved yourself.
I worked at Douglas.
And what did you do
at Douglas? I was not Rosie the Riveter. I worked in the office, in the personnel office, out at the bomber plant.
At Douglas's bomber plant.
Mm-hmm. They were building B-24s, which Bill was flying. They were also modifying A-20s. I worked there while he was overseas.
So did you consciously take that job because it was supportive of the war or just happened to be a place to get a job?
I can't tell you, but I was very pleased to be part of the war effort. Of course, I felt like I was part of the war effort anyway. I had a husband flying missions in a B-24, and how he did it, I'll never know. In fact, my first airplane ride was in a B-24. He was stationed at Muroc, which is now Edwards Air Force Base. It was not at the time. It was Muroc Army Air Base. We lived on base. I lived in the WAC quarters, the Women's Army Corps, because we had no WACs out there. Since Bill was an officer and I worked at the Provost Marshal's office then, we lived on base, and I got to go up with Bill and his crew one day, and we had a lot of fun running off the end of the runway because the shimmy damper went out on the plane. B-24s were not easy to fly, and Bill was a little guy. When he was in service, he probably weighed 125 soaking wet. And how he horsed that big plane, they were not easy to fly. B-24s didn't have the equipment that the B-17 did to make them an easy machine to fly, but they had a much longer range, so they could fly greater missions. Bill was stationed in Italy, southern Italy, but anyway, we went up in B-24, and that was my first airplane ride.
You must have known a lot about planes. You just called it a shimmy damper.
Yeah.
Most of us wouldn't know what that is.
Oh,
so you knew parts of airplanes.
Yeah.
There'll be young people listening to this, and you talk about polio, which is not a threat today here in the United States, but was. The year that Bill contracted polio was what year?
1948. 1950 was the biggest year Tulsa had. St. John had a few. And Hillcrest had the bulk of them, and they were all teenage or below, except for Bill and this other radio man, by the way, from Shawnee. They were the only adults. But Tulsa had the greatest number of people who had multiple kinds of polio. There were three varieties of polio. So when the shots came along, and incidentally, Dr. Jonas Salk got to be a good personal friend, but when the shots came along, Bill took the shots, and so did Beverly, even though they had both had polio in 1948. She was a year old at that time. Bill was a student at TU. Of course, he wasn't for about a year and a half because he was in the hospital. He took therapy for quite a long time after that. But he had only one variety. He had an almost two variety. They kept an iron lung right outside his door in case he couldn't breathe. But he didn't really have a viable case of bulbar polio, which is the kind that makes you not be able to breathe. But he had paralytic polio and was totally paralyzed except for his big toe. He could move one big toe, and that was absolutely all. That's tough. And I love to talk to teens now because one of their big first questions is, how did you get into television? Or maybe they say, how did you get into television? I'm not sure. I tell them that because of my experience working with the March of Dimes on public speaking, because my husband and daughter had polio, and they get this blank, funny look like, oh, what's polio? And that makes me thrilled. I want it to happen with cancer. I want us to do away with that, as does everybody else.
Is there any way that Bill thought how he contracted polio?
We know how he got it now that they know how. You got it through your nose or mouth. This is the reason that so many of the children who had their tonsils removed in the summer came down with polio, because polio entered either through your nasal passages or your mouth. If you had an injury like a tooth pulled or your tonsils yanked or something. Bill was umpiring kid baseball. He was quite an umpire for many years, even after the polio. He could still umpire behind the plate. He couldn't run, but he could bend down. But he had been drinking out of the common cup that everybody was. You know, we didn't have bottled water then. So he was drinking out of the common cup, out of the common bucket that everybody else was. And he had had some wisdom teeth taken out one day. And he felt okay and went on out to umpire. And apparently, That's how he came down with it. I don't know how Beverly got it, except possibly from him. But her case was so light, and she was just a year old. Her birthday's in July, and they both had it in August. He went into the hospital the 15th day of August, 1948. It was funny, John. Those were the days when your house was off limits to anybody. So the health department put a sign on your house saying what was in the house. So our neighbors would walk down our side of the block until they got to the edge of our lot, walk across the street and down and then back. I guess they thought the germ stopped where our house was, but it's not really contagious that way. So I really don't know how Beverly contracted it, but she had such a light case. She has some measurement differences in her legs, and she has no abdominal muscles even today. So,
but wasn't the sign to prevent somebody from coming into your house? Didn't they think it was contagious?
That's correct. This is before Dr. Salk. Dr. Salk came out with his vaccine in 1954, I believe. Of course, Tulsa was one of the sites that did the testing for his vaccine. Part of the second grade children in Tulsa, on voluntary basis, took the regular vaccine. Part of them had a placebo that was nothing. So I did a lot of public speaking for the March of Dimes, trying to get second grade parents to allow their children to take part in this. They used to close schools. We closed schools for a month here, a month at a time, because they thought that gathering places was a procreator of polio, which it was not, but they thought that.
Why was Tulsa selected?
I don't know. Okay. I do not know, except that we were one of the places, really, if it were ranked, Tulsa would be in the top five of cities with the number of people with polio.